I think part of that anger, as you described it, was in your latest column for Politico from July, which was titled, "To My Fellow Plutocrats, You Can Cure Trumpism."
Right.
I got the sense that what you meant by Trumpism is this kind of anger over inequality that Donald Trump used to become president.
Absolutely. And, you know, Joshua, what I think is super important is to dimensionalize, quantify the actual challenge that we face. So over the last 40, 50 years, corporate profits as a percentage of GDP have risen from about 6% to 11% of GDP. That's about $1 trillion. 6% of GDP is about $1 trillion. While wages as a percent of GDP have fallen by about the same amount, from about 52, 53% to about 46%. At the same time, the way in which we divvy up wages has radically changed. In 1980, the top 1% got about 8.5% share of national income. Today, it's in the 22-23% range, so it's about tripled, while the wages of the bottom 50% of Americans have fallen from about 18.5% to about 11.5%. That's another $1 trillion. So now there have been some givebacks in the form of Medicaid and so on and so forth, but you're talking about in the range of a $1.5 to $2 trillion per year transfer of wealth from ordinary Americans to the top 1%. And that's not getting better. It's getting worse in most cases. And that's the dimension of the problem that we need to confront as a nation. So an extra $30 billion devoted to the EITC doesn't get you there.
You mean the earned income tax credit?
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, there's this idea among wealthy people in particular that if we just raise the EITC a little bit, it would all be fine. But the EITC itself is only about a $60 billion program. If we doubled it, you're still about $1.5 trillion light. And that's the core of the problem, is that the way in which we distribute the value created by enterprise in our country has radically changed over the last 30 or 40 years. And most people are going backwards, while a few people are going forwards at a really dramatic pace. And grappling with that and having the courage to confront the problem as it exists quantitatively is the core of the problem. And if I just follow up by saying that the real money is in wages, that's where the real dollars are. I believe that taxes on rich people should go up and go up dramatically. But even if you dramatically increased taxes on the very rich, that doesn't get you near to solving the problem. The real problem is wage stagnation across, the working and middle classes.
So what you're basically, one of the things that you clearly advocate very strongly in both articles from Politico regarding minimum wages is raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Now, that's been done in your city of Seattle. It's raised to 15. Parts of California are working their way up to that, and that movement continues. I know there's been some controversy as to whether or not that has actually worked with competing academic studies, and we have talked about that here on the program. Why do you think that so many in the super rich are resistant to this? Is it anything other than greed?
Yeah, no. I mean, look, you can't look into the souls of people who oppose raising the minimum wage and know with certainty if they actually understand that it won't harm the economy, but don't care and are greedy, or if they have been persuaded by the flim flam trickle down people to believe that it actually will harm the economy. I don't know, but you know, if there's anything we know about people, it's that the most powerful psychological force is the need to self justify, and so you know, for a rich person, it's super handy to believe that if you raise wages, it kills jobs, because that relieves you from the sort of moral responsibility of paying your workers fairly, because that will, you know, in the words of the trickle downers, harm the people, the very people it's intended to help. But in point of fact, there is zero empirical evidence that raising wages kills jobs. And how could it? If people don't earn any money, who will buy the stuff? I mean, the overwhelmingly important feedback loop in a market economy is the feedback loop between customers and businesses. And if workers are not paid enough to buy things, then the whole economy comes crashing down.